Let's ponder just a little bit longer on Luke chapter 2. At this time, verse 10, 17 and 18, and verse 20. Verse 10. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people." 17 and 18. When they had seen him, they told others the message they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed by what the shepherds said to them. And verse 20. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Remember what the shepherds were told. Do not be afraid, right? I've got good news. This is good news. It's good news for all. And then the shepherds went and told others the message they had been told. And those people were amazed too by what the shepherds said to them. But did you notice then what we're told they did? And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. They went back to their jobs and were continuing to glorify and praise God. They couldn't stop. It wasn't just a, boom, that's it, we're done. Back to normal. No, they kept on doing this. Because they realized that what the angel had said to them was exactly what they found. A baby wrapped in cloths, lying in the manger, the heavenly host proclaiming his birth. This was indeed exactly what they had been told. This is kind of Luke's stamp of authenticity on the account. Not something he made up. Not something that was just a bunch of fanciful foolishness and some silly story. Instead, this is exactly what these lowly and despised shepherds found and saw and experienced themselves. After all, what would lowly, despised shepherds gain to come up with a story like this? If that's all it were. We're just a fanciful, made-up, make-believe story. These were not gullible goof-offs. Nor were they eloquent, seasoned sages or storytellers who were honing their craft or their craftiness to perfection by coming up with such a story. These were simple, honest, down-to-earth, salt-of-the-earth kind of people who were simply telling what they had seen and heard, which were exactly as they had experienced these things themselves personally. I call on you to do the same. With the same honesty and eagerness. Ponder that. Praise God for that. And proclaim as the shepherds did. Huh? Now wait a minute. We forgot one verse. Verse 19. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. This is not just some silly Sunday morning exercise that gives pastor a chance to not have to preach a sermon, because I've been preaching the sermon all the way through, proclaiming this most amazing event that we also need to treasure in our hearts. You know what that means? To treasure something? Consider to be the most precious and valuable thing ever. No, not yawn about it. But treasure it in your heart. ponder this, people. All these things that Mary saw and heard and experienced too, and keep them in your hearts. And ponder them over and over and over again. Let's sing hymn 64.